We are amazing because our passion is limitless and our drive is intense. Therefore, you will not deny our grind. You are now listening to the Faith Grind Inspire podcast with your host, Gene Alert.
Welcome back to another episode of Faith Grind Inspire. This is a special episode because I have one of my mentors here, a man that I respect a lot, a man that put me on to a lot of game, a lot of activity, but also he showed me how to be a man of God, be a man of a good husband, a good father. He was one of those people in entertainment business that I really respect. And, you know, I don't give intros to a lot of people, man, but a lot of people respect this man in Long Island, in Brooklyn, in Queens, the five boroughs. And I call him Big Will.
Lord.
But his name is Will Thomas, man. You're
taking me back.
Bro. Yeah, man. So taking you back, right?
Yes, Lord.
So thank you, Will, for being on the show.
I appreciate you, Gene, for inviting me. You know I don't do this, but I love it.
I know. Guys, let me tell you. Will's like, yo, I don't do interviews, man, but for you, I'm going to do it. You know?
Absolutely. But Gene Alert for president, 2020.
Oh, man. You see, he did say you're going to say that. He said that's all I'm going to say throughout the episode.
That's it, yes.
But so, Will, this podcast is all about entrepreneurship, right? Okay. And it's all about the mindset, right? Mm-hmm. And so we're going to talk about, you know, how you started, you know, where you're from, you know, where you are now, what you plan on doing in the future, you know, and we're trying to help entrepreneurs try to get their business right, you know, right. with their mindset. Because, you know, I'm not talking about raising money and doing all this other stuff, but really the discipline, you know. Right, and we're going to share some stories. I'm going to tell people how I met you and, you know, how we built together and, you know, how that worked out. So because the process is what I love, you know.
Yes.
And even during... Well, we'll talk about it. Right. We have some time. So
absolutely.
Introduce yourself, Will.
I'm Will Thomas. Actually, Willie Lee Thomas Jr. It's the first time anyone has ever heard my entire name. I was born and raised in Westbury, Long Island, Newcastle. I moved to Hempstead, Long Island, to the Heights when I was 12 years old. From there, I moved to Uniondale, and now I'm a resident of Rockville Center. And I'm blessed. I have three wonderful children, two grandkids, and a beautiful wife.
That's right.
And I'm here because of Gene.
So now, Will, all right. How did you get into the promotional business, right? Because... I met you. That's how I met you. That's
right,
when
right,
I met you.
Right.
So, like, how did you get into that?
It's about 26 years. I was working at a bank, actually. It was Manufacturers Hanover at the time. And I was working there, and I actually got fired. My daughter was born. She may have been about 3 or 4 months old. Uh-huh. And I really had to find a hustle. I'm going to be honest. I was borderline street kid and I did my business, you know, but I found a legal way of living. And I started doing promotions. I started doing parties with three of my friends from Hempstead. Mm-hmm. And from there, I just never looked back, honestly. I found a way to make an honest living, and I was good at it. I was good with networking. I knew how to deal with the business owners and to also deal with my customer base along with my promoters, my workers. Mm-hmm. You know, I learned how to do the best for everybody. And that's what I've been around for a long time.
Yeah.
Very long time.
You know, it was so interesting, man, because I didn't know the origin, you know. That's why I saved this. But when I met you, I worked at a bank. And I wasn't planning on being a promoter at all.
Right.
You know, I was throwing a party and at a mansion, and the day before the party, the owner of the house was like, we didn't know that the son, that when we planned the party, the son didn't ask permission.
Right, right, right.
So the night before the party, he calls us up like, "Hey, guys, we have a problem. I finally told my dad that we're having a party at the house, and he said no."
Yeah, he set you up.
He set us up. So we had security guards, we had food, we had all this stuff. And I called one of my cousins, and he was working with you.
Right.
And you guys had this thing called a syndicate, and it was like a bunch of promoters, basically,
right,
under Will, and throwing parties, right, at this place called Wandy's.
Yep. Shout out to Wandy Williams.
Oh, yeah. He's still around?
He's still around.
That's what's up.
Old timer. I love it. I don't understand how he does it. But, yeah, he's still around.
He's still around, right? So, shout out to Wandy, man. So, so you guys had this event. So, I called my cousin Richard, and I was like, "Yo, Rich, I need your help." He said, "I'm going to call this guy, but you're not going to make any money." But I was like, "I'm going to call my boy Will."
Didn't I give you his money?
The next week, you did.
Sorry. Oh,
so,
was I supposed to say that?
Yeah, it's okay. It's a podcast.
Okay,
So then what happened was, I gave him a list of like 15 pages of people
of
the guest list, because people the day of the event, they had to RSVP by calling.
Right.
So everyone's calling because it was a secret location, you know? This is before people were doing it now. This is 2001.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
2001, 2002. And so, long story short, 15 pages, he's like, "Yo, man, all these people ain't going to show up." Man, everybody, they came.
Yes, Lord. Yes, they did. I think we may have been understaffed for that one.
Oh, yeah. You definitely were. Yeah. You definitely were. People were asking. They were like, "Wait, what's going on here? Who are these guys?" You were asking them around, and you were in the parking lot. "Yo, who the hell? Who's this ABM? Who are these ABM guys?
Yes, I need them.
Couple of people around, they were like, "This is a fluke. It won't work."
You did it again.
And I was like, once I heard that, you came up to me, was like, "Yo, man, this is what's going on."
Yeah, I dry snitched.
Yeah, you did dry snitch.
Yes,
and you were like, "Look, some people out here don't think you can do this again. It's a fluke.
Right.
And you can't challenge a Scorpio, man. You're a Scorpio, too.
Yes, Lord.
Happy belated.
Thank you, brother. Same to you."
And so, thank you. And so, we went, produced one more. And then you were like, and then eventually
we just continued
and you got rid of the syndicate. It was just basically Will Thomas Entertainment and ABM. Yep.
Hey, listen, it's all about production.
Yeah.
If you don't produce,
you gotta go. You will be replaced.
Absolutely.
You know?
Absolutely.
So yeah, man. So
I learned that in corporate when I lost my job.
Okay? Yeah.
So it's important. And you have to be consistent. You know what I'm saying? I find that a lot of people today, especially a lot of the millennials that are coming up, they want to just add water to the game and for it just to happen. And it's not going to happen that way.
No.
You know, you have to be on top of it. You have to reinforce it, and you have to put in that work. You know, everybody want to just push a button and get an audience. It doesn't happen like that.
No, it doesn't.
You know? I mean, at one point when Facebook and Instagram first came in, the social media era first came in, it was a little easier. Now, everyone's kind of bored with it.
Exactly.
You know,
I remember when, if you got invited to if you had an event and you put a Facebook, like, invite, like an invite, you know, everyone wanted to be part of it.
Right.
You know, and everyone RSVP.
Yeah.
Now you delete them all, you know?
Yeah, pretty much.
You don't even look. You know, but it was interesting, man, because, you know, you gave me I leveraged the promotional business to make more money in real estate.
Right.
You know, because I used to get my clients to come out. Then I started doing events, you know, just completely events, you know, and it stemmed into something bigger.
People appreciate appreciation.
Yeah. No, that's what I learned from you, man. Yeah. Like, I learned a lot, you know, because there was one thing that I've always realized was, like, it was You never drank at the parties.
No, still don't.
You still don't. I know. No, yeah. You never drank at the party. You always walk around with like a cranberry juice or water.
Make it look like I got something.
Yeah. But you told me that. You like, yo, Gene, this is business. You can't walk around the party. You can't drink. Right. So everyone else is drunk. But you can't, because everyone's going to keep offering you drinks. Mm-hmm. You have to walk around with a cranberry juice with a straw. And you tell them, don't give it to you in the cup, in the juice cup. You have to make it, put it in the liquor cup.
Right.
So it looks like it's liquor.
Right.
And, I did that. People would think I was drinking all night, but because my energy's so up there.
Yeah, always. You know? Always. Level 10, Gene, was always on level 10. Always.
So people always thought I was saucy, but I wasn't.
Right.
And so, but it was cool because I was like, yo, buy more bottles, buy more
bottles. Yes,
yes. And so everybody would always buy bottles and we made money at the end of the night. So it was good.
Yeah.
But, so, okay. So now how, check that one. So now how did you look at the promotion, went from, say, because a lot of people get into promotions, throw parties, and stay that way. How did you have the mindset to build a business off of it? Because a lot of people branch out and do other things as far as like anything else. But you were like, look, people always need to party, you know? And I might not be the guy passing out flyers and sending out emails all the time.
Right.
But you figured out a way to identify people who had that, like people like myself.
That have a need to entertain or be entertained.
Yeah.
You know, I really got to tell you, Gene, it's nothing but God. It was never a plan. You know, and I know people always say, if you don't plan, you fail. What is it? If you don't plan, you plan to fail.
Yeah, exactly.
Y'all wrong. When you got God favor, man, listen, it's just your favor. It's going to happen.
Yeah.
Needless to say, As I got older, I always kept all my relationships, you know, intact. I didn't care what nationality a person was. I didn't care how much money they had. Club owners, venue owners, I always kept my relationships strong. And with that, a lot of the youth that is coming up today, it's hard for them to get venues. I mean, I'm talking million-dollar venues. They can get the little bars and the lounges, but to get the multi-million-dollar venues, it's a little complicated for them. So I make my way to them by offering my service, you know, but you have to keep it clean. If you're willing, if you want what I have to offer, then you have to do it my way. So the sagging pants, the smoking and all, I don't do any of that, you know? And a lot of them appreciate it, because what it is, a lot of these owners in these establishments, they think all the youth that are like 26 and up, they're all their problems. And it's not the case. I got nephews that are officers, lawyers, from all different types of backgrounds. And they want something to do, and they're not with the rah-rah, as they say, you know? And now, from a customer that I had 25 years ago, now I have their children. You know what I'm saying? And it's just a cycle. It continues. And I realized one day I was home, and after an event, I have to honestly say I made a lot of money.
Yeah.
You know, and I said, I could continue to do this, you know what I'm saying? And apply it different, you know, not just looking for women. And I didn't drink. So, you know, I was never the type for all the fame. I like to be behind the curtains, you know, and from that, it took off. You know, I deal with a lot of people from every borough to every state. You know, whether it's an artist booking, whether it's a venue that's needed. I mean, I'll do a Sweet 16 to a concert. I don't find anything that's out of my range or out of my reach. I like to appreciate people, You know what I mean? I don't care if they only have a dollar to spend and I don't make any money. I just get you the venue and I want to see a child have a smile on their face at the end of it, you know? So.
Yeah. And so from the events, right? What, because we've done a comedy show together. We produced the Charlie Murphy. It was Charlie Murphy, Tony Rock, and Will Svens.
Yes.
And a couple other people.
Right.
But, yeah, so we you produce comedy shows. Do you find it's the same, or do you find it's, you know, different? Because
it's a little different now. The money, Gene. You remember we could spend about 20 grand and get a nice comedian, a nice show set. Those numbers don't exist anymore, man. You know, you want a good show, you're spending almost $50,000-$60,000.
Exactly.
You know, and you know, I know cost and everything has gone up, but everybody's not funny. Not everybody's putting the behinds in the seats like they used
to. Not everybody's Kevin Hart.
Yeah, man. You Kevin know? Hart, you know, and you know, that's a, you know, once Live Nation cut that check, you're not getting Kevin Hart any longer, you know? But, yeah, but I say that to say, you know, you got to do a little something for everybody.
Yeah.
You know?
No, you're right. I remember something else you taught me when I first started, you know, because, you know, I'm always moving, right?
Yeah, continuously.
So you like, can you handle a Friday party? I was like, of course. So we handled the Friday party. Then we were like, yo, I'm going to give you a Saturday party. And we did a Saturday party at Taboo. Then you were like, all right, you know what? I'm going to give you a Thursday party for colleges. I was like, all right, cool, let's do it. So
You never turned down anything.
I never turned down. Yeah. Then you hooked me up with, what's his name? Bobby Goodrich.
Yes.
And you're like, yo, you going to meet my partner, Bobby? We have a party for you in the city. Can you do it on a Saturday? So we have two parties on a Saturday.
So I had Thursday,
Friday, two Saturday parties.
Yeah. You used to go hard, young man.
Yeah, because, you know, let me ask you, like, what is your why? Like, what did you, why did you go so hard? Because I know I went hard.
My children.
Your children, right?
My children, I just felt that they deserved so much more than I did. You know, I never had a father figure. I knew my dad. He died when I was 18. But I never had a relationship with him where he told me all the things that I should do. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
It was very complicated. And when I had my first daughter, I just felt that I owed her everything. I owed her the world. Then my wife had, you know, my baby girl, who's actually 21 today. Happy birthday, Juicy. And my life, man, I just knew that they deserved so much more. And even so, like, when I invited my wife, well, I asked my wife to marry me, I felt it was important for me to take care of her, because that's what men are supposed to do. So I took it very seriously, bro. And I felt that they deserved so much more. And that's why I work hard, Gene. Nobody's going to do what we're going to do. You know that. Nobody's going to put food in our children's mouths or clothe them the way it's necessary, you know, and that's just how I feel, because my dad never did it for me. Never did it for me. He was everything I didn't want to be in a man. And that was my motivation. So even till this day, Gene, I take everything, every offer. If it makes sense, I'm on it. I'll put my team on it and we grind it out. There's so much I'm involved in. A lot of people don't know, you know. And it's cool.
Yeah. No, you at restaurants. I mean, there's a lot of stuff out of state. Like, you into a lot now, man.
Yeah.
So, which is good, because you're building this empire, you know.
Silent.
Yeah. You know, behind the scenes, which is cool. Yes. You know, because you're building a legacy. You're building your brand. It's, you know, and I appreciate you for even doing this, because, but I know that you care about the people and the young people, and
we have to make a difference.
Uplifting them. Yes. So, like, for you to be transparent, to share your story and your testimony to help others grow, because, like, even the men, So even with the churches, right? Mm-hmm. You know, you used to have, well, you probably still do, brothers groups, right?
Yeah. Pastor Leo Carter was a mentor of mine. Mm-hmm. And we started a men's Bible group. And I used to invite my fellas out. Unfortunately, he relocated to Atlanta. And honestly, I should have continued it. But so much has gotten in the way of with my schedule. But I'm getting back to it the first of the year, actually.
Okay.
But anyway, and we had a men's group, and we talked about everything. You know, I'm talking straight locker room talk. We talk from, you know, child support issues to, you know, spiritual. But we entangled everything. You know what I'm saying? Because a lot of us don't have men to sharpen us, you know?
Yeah.
And if you are in a position like me and yourself, you get a lot of yes men. And when you get older, the yes men are corny. You know, we don't want that any longer.
Yeah.
I need somebody to tell me I'm wrong and show me how to be right, you know?
Absolutely.
And you never understand or grow from your weaknesses when you have a bunch of yes men around you. So I became stronger. I would say I'm 52.
Mm-hmm.
So I would say at 44, 45, mm-hmm. I recognized a lot of errors in my ways. You know what I'm saying? But then that was because of the yes men I had around me. No one was really pulling me up.
Yeah.
They was all taken from me.
Taken from you.
You know, because they felt, oh, if I don't say yes, I'm going to lose money. Nah, man, the empire will grow if you just educate or tell me where I'm wrong. If I'm a man that I can't take reproof, then I'm not a man.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying?
It's true.
So then, you know, I just started to separate. I fasted from people. Not, you know, I literally broke everything down. Mm-hmm. And that's important as well, bro. Sometimes you have to step away from the people in the hustle and bustle, even the people that call themselves your friend, mm-hmm. and you have to fast. You have to get all of that out of your system, man. In order to get what is purposeful for you, sometimes you just got to let them go.
Let them go.
Yeah, man. And listen, man, and needless to say, we sat down, we built, and we cried, we hugged, we helped each other, man. And that's what's important. Men don't have intimate relationships. No. Now, the sisters, they'll go to brunch. They'll go to the movies. They'll do everything under the sun.
They have women
to empower. Exactly. And they will empower each other.
Yeah.
But for us, we find it weak.
Mm-hmm.
And I was just talking to a friend of mine's, and we are actually starting a group. And I was going to pull you in regardless because mm-hmm. you had to do it. But we just want to start sharpening each other, you know, like once a month, we just have a brunch and just sit down and talk about life. Yes, I love my wife, but she gets on my nerves. Yes, I love my son, my daughter, but you know what? They're spoiled. They get on my nerves, you know?
Yeah, yeah.
My mother's in my ear. I'm trying to help her. She gets on my nerves too. It's okay.
Yeah,
we
yeah.
still love them.
Yeah.
But we have to be honest with ourselves. Take the cape off. Take the S off our chest, man, and break down. Because I feel we don't pray enough.
Yeah.
We don't express ourselves enough. And we suppress so much because we feel that we have to be that man and not realize we're only a man. So, you know, it goes. Man, I could go on for days about that.
I see you open up.
It's passing.
I'm sorry. About
huh? You know, bro. Business is business.
Yeah,
but
yeah,
the brothers, man, we got to love on each other, man.
Yeah, man.
And you know who brought this to my attention?
Who?
Honestly, when Donald Trump came into office.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Because I see the divide that he has.
Mm-hmm.
And it really didn't take him to separate us because we were already separated.
Mm-hmm.
But now we have to come together because he's bringing it to the attention of other people that us here in this country, you know what I mean? That we don't matter. You know what I'm saying? Like, I've never watched so much CNN in my life, Gene.
Yeah.
But so I just want to see my brothers get it together.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we don't have any stores. We don't, we have no resource that we can say that we can pass on to our children. There's only but so many Puffies and Jays. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? We're all not going to be that. You know, I got dudes out here running around 45, 50 years old still trying to get a record deal.
What?
Come on. It's more to it.
Living my best life.
Hey, you know? And it's so much more to life, man. So much more to life, you
yeah,
know?
It's true, man.
And it's sad. It's sad because these young men have nothing to look up to. How am I going to look up to a man that's trying to bag my 21-year-old girlfriend and he's 40-something years old? You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. You know, they're standing on the block. They drinking. Who does that in 2019, who's doing that?
You know, growing up, that's what I used to be afraid of. Like, that was, like, one of the things that I never wanted to do.
Right.
Because I used to see these older men in the corner, you know, talking about the same conversations I had in high school.
Mm-hmm.
You know, mm-hmm. And I'm like, yo, we just talked about this in the lunchroom. You guys shouldn't be talking about who's the best rapper. You know what I mean? Like,
really?
Yes. So, it's a sad day. So I remember even, you know, when I started in real estate mortgages, mm-hmm. I was looking for a black man to, like, hey, mentor me.
Show
me. Everybody used to be like, you're the only one. As a man of color, like, to be like, yo, oh, you want to learn business? I'm going to show you how to do this, you know?
And that's why. But you know what's so funny? Uh-huh. But then you brought me in and you showed me real estate. You showed me how to do mortgages. You remember?
Yeah.
In Westbury. Absolutely.
Yeah, I forgot you know? About that.
Yeah, man, listen.
Wow.
You've done so much for me. And even on the outside, you know, just watching you grow, you know, it helped me. You know, it showed me that there was so much more to everything that I do. You know what I mean? It gives you a purpose.
Yeah.
And when you can see somebody working so hard and diligently like you do, it makes me never want to stop. I never want to stop.
Thank you.
Never.
Appreciate it.
You know, Gene Alert, President 2020.
I don't even want that. That's one thing I don't want to be, man. I don't even think I could be a president of the United States because I wasn't born here. I could be in.
Was Donald Trump born here?
Yeah.
Oh, but his dad was an immigrant,
his
right?
His dad and his wife.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. But we're not going to talk about that.
Yeah. Right. So let me ask you a question, right?
Yes.
So if you could do it all over again, right? Would you do anything differently? If so, like what?
Finish college.
Okay.
I would have finished school.
Why do you say that? Because, you know, a lot of people that, you know, they say, oh, I would, you know.
There's so much that school can teach you.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just like it's so much that the streets can teach you, you know. But when you have the best of both worlds, you're unstoppable, you know. Yeah. I was fortunate enough that I networked with the right people. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
I rubbed elbows. I didn't care who it was. I don't care how much money you had. I was not intimidated. You know me, Gene.
Yeah,
listen, whatever it is that you have, I can double and triple that. If you're selling cars, house, a pool, whatever it is, you know, I could double, triple that worth. And, I made my way with it. I have to honestly say, I'm sorry. Yeah, but I have to honestly say, man, that would be the only thing that I would change, you know? Because that would change a lot of the things that I went through getting to this point, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. Now, you know, you have the for-profit business. You talked about all the things that you're doing, like, with the men. Mm-hmm. Does your company do anything for, like, the community now?
Or? Well, me and my wife is ordained. She's a pastor. She has her own church in Hempstead.
Wow.
On High Street. Shout out UPC.
Yeah.
And Remnant Ministries is her own ministry, which she uplifts and does her war cry and things of that nature. Mm-hmm. But I've donated Lord knows so much. Mm-hmm. I've donated so much anonymously because I really didn't want any recognition for the donation. I just wanted to be able to help, you know? I just wanted to help.
Mm-hmm.
And right now, New Movement Society is forming and should be released by the end of January, and which will be a total philanthropy.
Oh, nice.
You know what I mean? We're doing a lot of nonprofit, and I really want to work with abused boys. Okay. Because I was abused as a child by my dad.
Mm-hmm.
So I just feel that's my give back, you know? And, you know, a lot of these young boys we've given up on, man, you know? And I have to say, I've done some, but I could do a lot more.
Mm-hmm. Now, I think you've done a lot, you know, and I appreciate you. And I know everybody appreciates you because you just had your birthday party and hundreds of people show up every year. Everybody shows up to your events. You tell them, you know, dress up, you know, tux, suited up, suited and booted, all yeah, black affairs, nice. All white affairs. Like, people are coming out, you know, they really have fun at your events, you know? Yeah. And so I think between what you're doing in the community, what you're doing uplifting people, you're inspiring people. You are Faith Grind inspired, you know? Now, I want to ask you another question, right? Like, out of the three words, which word really resonates with you? Like, the Faith Grind inspire, like, and why?
Faith. Yes, because you have to have that to be able to move anything,
mm-hmm.
or to become anything, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Most people only want things that they see other people have.
Mm.
But when you can see past what that person have and see the heart of that person, mm-hmm. not the material, not the vanities, but their heart, you know?
Yeah.
Then you're surpassing that physical thing that you're seeing. You know what I'm saying? So, faith, it can get you anywhere, and it can get you to any place in life that you want to be. You got to have that. And without that faith and that vision, which it starts in your heart, you're stuck.
Yeah,
you're stuck. And there's so many people that admire things and not people. You know what I'm saying? Mm. And I was one of them. I was actually one of those type of people. But, you know, when you get older, things change.
So, you know? do you think, like, which entrepreneur, if any, inspired you to be like an entrepreneur? Like, who?
There's a gentleman. A lot of people in Long Island know him. His name is Richard Bedrosian.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if you remember Richie.
I do. You talk about him a lot.
Yes. I love this man. He's Armenian, and he has a heart of gold. And he saw more in me than I could see in myself. I know God sent him. He sent him, mm-hmm. Bob Goodrich and Richie Markowitz.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I mean? Richie wow. Ray.
Yeah, yeah.
And, but Richard Bedrosian, he always took everything to a super level. You know, Long Island Promotion Group, they did the, what is it, at Chateaubriand on Tuesdays?
Oh.
Body English. He just elevated everything, you know?
Yeah.
He just didn't do things average.
Yeah, everything was sexy.
Right. And now he owns two burger bars. And nothing, you know, he's in his early 60s, and nothing is too hard for him. And he'll open his door and his heart to you. You know, if there's anything that I ever needed, he was there for me, and I always admired him, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Like, he would really open up, and he would tell you everything that you're doing wrong. He wouldn't scold you over it. Just listen, leave the street stuff, You understand what I'm saying? When you're here, this is what you have to do. And he didn't care if I got upset, if I jumped on him, whatever it was, he showed me that there was another way of doing things, and there was that was the right way. Mm-hmm. And I took it. I ran with it. He showed me integrity.
Yeah.
Well, you know what I mean? So absolutely.
Now, do you think it's important to have a mentor? Like, because a lot of people,
men need mentoring.
Many mentoring, right?
Yeah.
Men
I think mentoring. I think okay. it's extremely important. And I think there's no age, mm-hmm. you know?
No, yeah.
There's no age. Before we can really go back and get our boys, mm-hmm. the men got to step up and really get what's needed. We need therapy. Mm-hmm. We need mentoring. We need spiritual counseling. Mm-hmm. You know, there's a lot, you know, because we don't express ourselves. Yeah. We sell ourselves short. We really do. And, yeah, man, there's no age requirement for it. You know, men need mentoring at every age, from 10 to 220.
No,
honestly, yes.
No, I agree. Because you know what? I always tell the people in my office, like, you don't have to reinvent the wheel.
No.
Right? You don't. A lot of people try to reinvent, oh, I'm going to do it this way and this way. This way is going to be the way, you know, I'm like, mm-hmm. well, why don't you just do it this way? Because, you know, I saw how you navigated with people, mm-hmm. you know, and I said, how can I take this and use the techniques that I'm learning from Will and use it in real estate
mm-hmm.
and use it in ACA and the mm-hmm. branding industry? Mm-hmm. Like, mm-hmm. and I realized that integrity, people skills, you have to have mm-hmm. people skills. A lot of these promoters, you know, it was funny because learning from you and learning from my mentor, Rob Flower,
mm-hmm.
then you go and see the world and how people do it.
Mm-hmm.
And you're like, you guys aren't real promoters. Like, you know, mm-hmm. like this is mm-hmm. not how real, mm-hmm. you guys aren't going to last.
Right.
And then they don't last.
Right.
You know, I think one of the keys to your success as someone looking in, someone out looking in is one, you have integrity. Two, you're a man of God. And three, you have a great partner, right? And when I say partner, I'm talking about your wife, right?
Yeah.
Now, partnerships with marriage, right?
Mm-hmm.
How did you balance throwing parties like all the time with your, you know, and managing a relationship and a wife and kids?
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Like, speak on that, because I still need help with that one. Because I don't, even though I don't go out, my wife is like, you working too late. And I'm like, yo, yeah. I'm not even coming home late.
Well, you know, initially, you always would think that buying them everything was enough.
Yeah, nope, it doesn't work.
And then, as they get older and you get older, they require more. And the children mm-hmm. get older, they require more. It's all in a balanced life. You gotta say no to certain things, and then there's times that you gotta say no to them,
mm-hmm.
you know, and continue to press out. My wife always used to be like, I hope a speaker blow and y'all lose power in the club. And yeah. And then, then as we progressed in our marriage and we understood more of each other.
Mm-hmm.
I can't change who you are. I can help you be better, but I can't change you. And you can't change me. You mm-hmm. can make me better, but yeah. you can't change me. That's something that I'm going to have to do. And that comes with me and my relationship with God. Taking religion out of it, I'm talking about relationship,
mm-hmm.
which is so very important. And my wife has an awesome relationship with God. She knows when I'm on and she knows when I'm off. She knows when I'm doing right and she knows when I'm doing wrong. So when I get that heat check from her and I get that heat check, you know, that's when I realize I got to pull back.
Mm-hmm.
And again, it's balancing. It's understanding what your family need, and it's not always the things of the world. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I love it.
They need you. You know what I'm yeah. saying? And I've always been able to balance that out. Well, not always. No, I'm lying. Excuse me.
I was like, well.
No, wasn't always able to balance it. But as I got older, I was able to pick and choose and realize what war I wanted to go into and what war I was going to retreat from. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And there's no winning with her.
Yeah.
None.
None, right?
You know, you got to balance it. You got to balance it.
Yo, I hope you guys listen to this, man, because, like, I learned, you know, a lot from as far as watching their relationship, you know, save my marriage, too. You know, like, we all go through things.
Yeah.
Yeah, remember those
things? He was at the door crying, yo. Will.
Help.
Yes.
You know? But the thing is, you know, my father had a stroke, right? When I don't even remember. It was like 14 years ago. But when he had a stroke, I realized that he never shared anything with nobody.
See, like that eternal.
Yeah. Yes. So I remember telling my wife, like, I'm never going to, like, I don't know how I'm going to go. But I was like, having a stroke, keeping things in is not going to be the way, right? That's why I'm grateful for this podcast, because I get to, you know, this is like my therapy, you know?
Right,
It's good because I want to, and I'm glad that you shared about the whole men's group and sharing, because a lot of men, that's why they die early.
Yeah.
Because women, something go wrong, they call in their, it's like 2 seconds. They all go together and they, you know, girl, it's going to be okay. Guys, something go wrong. They might go maybe drink, or they go into their man cave.
Yep. Or get advice from the wrong man.
And they give advice from the wrong man. Yeah. You know,
and that's
the
our
worst.
major problem is that we go to somebody that doesn't have a wife, that lives in their mama basement, don't have the responsibilities that you have, to ask him for advice.
Yeah.
Why?
Yeah, exactly.
He's a mess.
Yeah, he's a mess. Why are you asking him?
Exactly.
No.
So a mess is going to share with the mess to make a bigger mess.
Yeah, hurt people.
Absolutely. And
once they find out, because that person that is a mess is looking at you like, oh, this is my time to, like, bring you down to where I am.
Right,
you know, they might have were looking up to you. But now they're like, perfect, I can bring you down.
Right.
And so they're going to give you the worst advice, and then hopefully you don't take it. But if you do take it, you know, and a lot of people always, like, live with that regret, like, damn, why did I do this? I let this person go. And it's because they're listening to stupid people.
And men got to also understand, too, a lot of men, especially Scorpio men, but men, we try to strive for perfection in our relationships and in our lives. And there's no perfection. You're gonna make errors. You're gonna make mistakes.
Yeah.
It's how you get up from now. Either you're gonna lick your wounds, or you're gonna let that wound heal, and you're gonna continue to do what you need to do. But you have to stay encouraged at all times. And if you don't have people around you that's gonna keep you encouraged, then you're gonna fall.
Yeah,
you're gonna fall, and you're gonna stay down.
Yeah. Will, man, you dropped so much jewels today, man. Thank you, man.
Yeah, I love you, man.
Love you too, bro. Like, do you have any advice that you would love to share about entrepreneurship, about client relations? Because that's what you're really in. You're in client relations, you know. So
whatever it is that you tell your clients you're going to do, do it. And do it with a smile. Because one thing that we lack in the African American community is good service on every level. Whether you own a restaurant, store, clothing, shoes, whatever it is, we lack customer service.
Yeah.
You know, I hate to go into a restaurant and someone, my people, and they have an attitude over, and you're just taking my order, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Listen, we have to do better. We really have to do better. You know, we can't wear our issues on our sleeves. You know, the only way that you can become a happy person is to be a happy person.
Facts.
That's it. And you control that. Bottom line.
It's true.
Yeah.
It's definitely true. All right. Thanks, Will. That's deep, man. How do people follow you? Like, you know, a website.
My website is actually being redeveloped, because, like I told you earlier, New Movement Society is going to be launched in January. All my events is under, is all on Instagram at New Movement Events, or you can go under New Movement _ Will, or is it Will _ New Movement? Either way.
Yeah, New Movement.
New Movement _ Will. Yeah. All my events are there. And I just appreciate this moment because Lord knows I never express myself on a mic.
you said something on Instagram to have me rolling one
What's
day.
That, brother?
You were like, yo, fellas, don't catch a case for Christmas.
Oh, my God.
And the holidays is like a week away. So
you have like... to, because this is when the felonies rise. You know, if you ever noticed from November to January, felonies go up. Robberies, home invasions.
It's not worth it, man.
Man, listen.
Your family needs you home.
December 25th is just one day. That's it. Everybody will be fine on the 26th.
Facts. And it's coming back next year, so you're okay. You
absolutely.
Know? So if you can't do it this year, you can do it next year.
That's okay. It.
You have time. But your family needs you there.
Needs you more than a gift.
Exactly.
You are the gift.
Yeah, you are the gift.
You are the gift.
So, all right. Thank you guys for tuning in to another great episode of Faith Grind Inspired. Thank you, my man Will, for coming in. I appreciate this so much. You dropped a lot of jewels. I hope you guys play it again, repeat it, share this message to the fellas that you know need this and need to hear this. Every Wednesday, tune in to Faith Grind Inspired Podcast. Thank you to our producers, Tim and Jamie, OG Podcast Network, Brianna, Taylor. And you can follow us on faithgrindinspired.com and on Instagram, Faith Grind Inspired. My personal one is Mr. Alert. And for the entrepreneurs that have been contacting me about consulting, go to genealert.com and click on Group Consulting. All right, talk to you guys soon. Peace. Continue to grind.